Okay, a change of pace now. It's Halloween, and the world's Leo Hornack in London has a story of a ritual, the Crossbones Vigil, that began around Halloween more than a decade ago and now happens every month. Think of it as London's Day of the Dead, a time to remember forgotten Londoners.
It's a cold fall night in Southwark, South London. I'm on a small industrial road not far from the river. Once a month, they close this street to traffic and people gather. They come for a very special reason, to remember.
My son, he was 26 years of age. He got shot and killed in the Netherlands.
Maggie is one of about 30 or 40 people here tonight. She felt she needed this right now.
I was really grieving and I just came here because I felt comfortable with tying his name on the gates.
The gates are really just an ordinary set of metal railings along the road, just to Maggie's right. Except that every inch of them is covered in ribbons and trinkets and photos from people like Maggie. It's a shrine to the people this city tended to forget.
This whole thing around here is very beautiful. It's love and it's honouring the dead, and that's what you have to do.
There's a reason this all takes place here. Those railings form the boundary to a wasteland that's become a garden. Through the ribbons and mementos on the railings, you can just make out a few lit candles. But in centuries past, it was a graveyard, the Crossbones graveyard. Everyone here knows the history. This is Alice.
Back in the day, it was the area of London south of the river where prostitution was permitted, bear baiting, the theatre, and of course prostitutes couldn't be buried in hallowed ground, so they were buried here. Thousands of them are buried here.
The graveyard was closed in Victorian times when the ground got too full.
Everybody in?
At seven, on the dot, the Master of Ceremonies, John Constable, begins the vigil.
Spirits of the dead,
spirits of the living, kindred, welcome to this, the 161st consecutive Crossbones Vigil for the Outcast.
Everyone holds a ribbon in their hands, each with a name written on it. Some names are taken from the historic records of London's poor, a market seller who died in 1723, a streetwalker in 1802. And some are the loved ones of people here today. When the spirit moves you, you read out a name and tie a ribbon to the railings.
This is the place of remembrance.
John himself is here to read the name of his friend Irving, who died last month. Irving's parents are here too.
Irving Rappaport, Mensch. 23rd September 2017.
Then others join in.
A man unknown from the workhouse, December the 4th, 1729.
Timothy Moore, son and brother, 2nd of September 2016.
Tyson Cochise Highness, son, 27th of September 2016. Was killed, shot dead in the Netherlands.
And then John asked us to listen to the city accepting these names. And I find I'm crying.
The rumbles of the trains when they come by, the traffic, the planes overhead, the distant cries of voices, even my voice. These are only just things that, sounds that appear and then vanish in this beautiful, shining emptiness. As we stand for 1 minute in silence, holding the light to light the open pathways for all beings, dead and alive.
Our own Leo Hornack in London.